Season 9, Episode 2 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters for their continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. OriginalHooters.com helps you find specific locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. There are 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. And I was given a heads up that for summer, Hooters has been offering this mango habanero wing sauce. So depending on what your palate is for heat, perhaps the mango habanero is something you want to look into. We all have our personal go-tos when it comes to flavors on wings. I have a go-to at Hooters. It's the Daytona style. I want more flavor than I want heat. I'm not implying that with more heat, there's a lack of flavor, but I can't handle the heat. I admit that. If you consider it a flaw, it is a flaw. But mango habanero, I'll have to talk to Tony, store manager at the John's Pass location. Next time I see him about the mango habanero flavor, 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, OriginalHooters.com, they're the ones who keep this podcast going and who keep it absolutely free for you in terms of this fantasy content. With support also from Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers as well, my email is right.todd@yahoo.com for any of your fantasy questions or your favorite Hooters wing flavor. So let's do this or that in episode 2. As I told you, I would do for much of the pre-draft podcast content. It's just an easy thing to do. It allows us to focus in a particular area. So this or that, Christian McCaffrey or anyone else picking number one overall. Again, a little background for those of you who somehow missed this. Last year in the Foundation League, when we went to choose draft slots. That's what we do. We do it live just before the draft begins, not in advance. Also, there was a television segment done about my drafts a few years ago when we were at Bill Curry Ford, still a big supporter also of what we do fantasy football wise. Sean Sullivan won one of my leagues last year, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. We draw playing cards to determine who picks draft position. It doesn't determine your draft position. It gives you a choice. So if you draw the ace, you get to pick any draft slot you want. So let's say it's a 12-team draft, and you choose the fifth spot. You get to choose that. You're not locked into number one. Well, last year in the Foundation League, everyone had a better card than me. Nobody chose the first slot. This is not uncommon, right? No matter how you handle draft order in your particular leagues, it's often considered a bad thing to pick number one overall. The feeling on that is because most drafts are snake drafts. So the larger your league is, the longer you're going to have to wait to get your second player and all of these other quality starters are going to go off the board before you get to pick again. So I didn't pull out the draft board today. It's in the other room. We'll take a look at it at some point. But the point was, last year we were in a position where roughly 50%, maybe more, of people talking about who should be picked first in a fantasy draft we're going the route of Justin Jefferson. I didn't do that. So given no option but to pick number one overall, and in that slot, I stunned my league managers. One in particular, who chose the second slot, convinced I would take Jefferson number one. And I took Christian McCaffrey. This just in, I won that league. There were other reasons why I won that league, but taking McCaffrey number one overall is one of the top three reasons I won the foundation last year. And if you had the number one overall pick and you took McCaffrey, you either won the league or you did well, right? And if you didn't do well, it wasn't because you flopped the McCaffrey pick. And for those of you that took Jefferson number one overall, you know who you are. You know you wish you had taken McCaffrey number one overall. So here we are from a surprisingly, how do I put this? Nah, I won't go there. There was a musical reference because the lyric is, well, here we are again, Cetera and Cher. And that's where we are with Christian McCaffrey. So this or that, Christian McCaffrey number one overall in your fantasy draft. If you have that selection, you are assigned it, you choose it, it falls to you as it did to me or someone else. As of the time of this recording, Fantasy Football Calculator offering data from 367 fantasy football mock drafts between July 30th and August 1st. Christian McCaffrey, number one overall. There are others in those 367 fantasy football drafts that have been picked number one overall. Tyreek Hill, Breece Hall, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, even Kyren Williams, who I claimed on waivers twice last year. Claimed him in like week three. He gets hurt, I don't know, week five-ish. I do cut him. We don't do IR. Stay up to date on his time frame. Over a week before I expect him to return, I did pick him back up, and my starting backfield from what at the end of the season and into the fantasy playoffs was McCaffrey and Williams, and the touch counts and the volume available to me there was very high for my backfield. Another reason why I won the fantasy championship. So McCaffrey or someone else. So I just gave you all the other names from some data of other players being picked number one overall. But McCaffrey sits at the top of the board at the time of our broadcast based on all of that mock draft data. And I think it's fair to say it's another McCaffrey or. It's not as clear cut this year that it's McCaffrey or Jefferson. This board has Hill too. But I have a feeling by the time you get to your draft, like this board currently has Jefferson at 8. By the time we get to your draft, I doubt Jefferson's going to last until 8. I question it because we have time. It's easy to say that now based on Darnold and McCarthy rather than Cousins. But when push comes to shove, someone in the first 6 or 7 picks is going to say, you know what? I want Justin Jefferson. I'm guessing it's not those of you who picked Justin Jefferson instead of Christian McCaffrey last year, right? We all have scar tissue from fantasy football. Things that no matter what it looks like now, we said never again, and we damn sure mean never again. So let me, in plenty of other podcasts to come, I will be talking about Tyreek Hill and Breece Hall and Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and Amon-Ra and Kyren Williams. But let's talk about McCaffrey, because it's this or that, run CMC or anyone else if you're picking number one overall. Here's the reason you pick McCaffrey number one overall. Let's run them down. He doesn't want to come off the field. I have talked for a long time, on and off this podcast, about how you want fantasy football players in your lineup who touch the ball. That's the only way you score. That's why a target to me is meaningless. I don't want a target. I want a touch. A touch is a rushing attempt. A touch is a reception, not a target. To get a rushing attempt, to get a reception, you got to be on the field, right? You got to be on the field. And Kyle Shanahan speaks about how he doesn't want to come out. I have to do, this is Kyle talking. At some point this offseason, Kyle had talked about, I got to do a better job of getting McCaffrey off the field. I have a feeling Kyle's not going to do that, because you want your best option out there. And Kyle hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. Unless he convinces himself that by somehow, even by a percentage of 1%, reducing McCaffrey's workload is going to make them more likely to finally win a Super Bowl, then he's not going to do it. Because you're going to get in game situations where you convince yourself, no, he's fine. No, I need him out there. And or you don't have a better option. Even if he's a decoy, even if he's on the field, McCaffrey's presence in a play where his number is not expected to be called convinces the defense to account for him, which may make the likelihood of a play to Debo, Ayuk, Kittle, or someone else on the field more successful. So that's where we are with McCaffrey. He doesn't come off the field. That's a reason you take him number one overall. Second reason you take him number one overall is just his production when he is on the field. How good of a player he is. You don't have any reason to believe that he's not as good as he was a year ago. He may be better. He's not at that age. He's not coming off that injury. Trent Williams is still the left tackle. Brock Purdy is still the quarterback. Defenses can't focus on McCaffrey because players, key players for the Niners offensively in the passing game aren't there from a year ago. So there's that. Brock Purdy can use his legs, but this is not a situation where in goal to go, you worry about McCaffrey losing an obvious attempt to score. Because the only thing better than the rush attempt or the reception is the rushing touchdown or the receiving touchdown because of the points that go with it. McCaffrey doesn't play with an obvious quarterback who's going to do it himself. The first one that always comes to mind, Cam Newton, right? Cam was going to do it himself. I think it was as much about talent as it was about ego. That he wanted to score. He wanted everyone to look at me while I do my little Superman impersonation. I did it. Nine times out of ten, or more, goal to go, rushing attempt, again, goal to go, rushing attempt to try to score for the Niners. If McCaffrey is on the field, which he likely is, we've already covered that, more than nine times out of ten, Brock Purdy is going to hand that ball to Christian McCaffrey rather than Brock Purdy taking it himself. And for those of you saying, well, what about Debo? Debo seems to happen outside goal-to-go situations, right? Doesn't it seem like most of the time Debo scores on a running play? It's outside goal-to-go. Like a 19-yard touchdown run, a 31-yard touchdown run. That's the Debo touchdown run. It's not goal-to-go. They got McCaffrey to do that. McCaffrey could score from the 19. McCaffrey could score from the 31. Maybe the packed-in defense, the shorter field, doesn't lend itself as much to Debo being successful on that end-around type play. So you're going to get rushing attempts out of McCaffrey. You're going to get receptions out of McCaffrey. He's going to be on the field first down, second down, third down. The Niners are still one of the better offenses in the National Football League. They're the defending NFC champions. There are all those reasons why you pick McCaffrey number one. So why wouldn't you? Why would you go that, whether that is Hill or Hall or Jefferson, some going Amon-Ra, some going Kyren Williams, some going Chase? You can, as some did last year, and pass on McCaffrey. To me, you know, and I actually just had an email exchange with Dave Hyde, who was very kind to write me back. From my years in South Florida, college at the University of Miami, and over the years returning down there for a number of major sporting events, I never crossed paths with Dave Hyde. Dave Hyde wrote Jimmy Johnson's Swagger book, and it's really good. And at various times in the book, Dave and Jimmy talk about the Jimmy Johnson draft value chart that still gets referenced. It has been modified, but what it meant, how it how Jimmy creating it helped build the Dallas Cowboys into a three-time Super Bowl champion. Likely would have been more had he been allowed to stay on, had he wanted to stay on with Jerry Jones. Back when Aikman and Emmett, the Great Wall of Dallas, Irvin, and those defenses were still in their prime. And they talk about the value chart. I've always just said this about drafting and fantasy. Take as the higher the pick is, eliminate as many question marks as you can. I understand that in fantasy drafting, you're going to take risks. Don't do it in the early rounds. Don't do it in the first round. Don't do it at number one overall. If you want an example of someone who selected McCaffrey number one overall and how that worked out, you've been listening to him for the last 20 minutes. And I have the trophy to prove it. Something could happen. But that's your only question mark. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.